Tens of millions of Americans suffer from diabetes and high blood pressure. A study in the Journal of Neurology shows that diagnosing and treating the two diseases early can help prevent brain damage, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Diabetes and high blood pressure both damage blood vessels over time. That's why older people with one or both of these diseases have high risk of stroke. But that's not the kind of sudden, devastating brain damage that Dr. David Knopman of Mayo Clinic and his colleagues were interested in. They wanted to see if less dramatic brain injury would show up in decreased mental performance.
What we found by studying over 10,000 people was that individuals with diabetes and hypertension had a greater risk for loss of mental function over time compared to people who didn't.
The striking thing about the study, Knopman says, is that the brain injury begins in middle age.
This is the study that's essentially the youngest population to date in which mental function changes were demonstrated.
In people with diabetes, the researchers found declines over 6 years in what they call mental agility among those between 47 and 58 years old. People with high blood pressure also lost mental agility compared to those with normal pressure, but it didn't show up until they were in their 60s. Those with these diseases had lower scores on timed tests of word finding and decoding. It's nothing they or their doctors would notice in everyday life, but Knopman says the implications are ominous.
The point of the study is that this was a relatively short period of time, and if you were to multiply it over a few decades of life for originally middle-aged individuals, their mental function might be expected to decline a significant amount.
Tests of memory did not show decline, only tests reflecting the speed of problem-solving functions. The researchers say that signals damage to blood vessels deep in the brain, not those nearer the surface where brain functions like memory are localized. Dr. Gerald Bernstein of the American Diabetes Association says the new evidence of early silent brain injury
is truly disturbing. There was data before that suggested that that might be the case, but this study shows very clearly a direct association.
The study gives doctors a powerful new reason to pay more attention to early control of diabetes and high blood pressure. Diabetes afflicts about 20 million Americans, and high blood pressure more than twice as many.
I think that we give greater credence to the notion of aggressive therapy of diabetes and hypertension in younger people, not just passing it off and say, well, you're too young to worry about that.
But the biggest challenge, specialists say, is getting patients to act. Bernstein says brain damage may seem remote to apparently healthy people in the prime of life who have diabetes or high blood pressure, but no symptoms.
There was a comedian named Tom Parks who had type 1 diabetes diagnosed, and in one of his routines, you know, he was relating all the complications of diabetes, and he would say kidney failure, no problem, losing vision, no problem, perhaps losing a limb, no problem, but when he came to impotence, you know, he said, oh, that's a problem.
Will middle-aged Americans with diabetes or high blood pressure see subtle brain damage as a problem? Bernstein won't even venture a guess. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.